So, you know those moments when you feel like your brain is just fried and you could really use a break, but there's just no time? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there might be a way to reduce stress and sharpen your mind in like less than a minute?
That's pretty good, right?
It's like almost too good to be true. But that's what we're diving into today, this study all about neurohacks, which are these super quick micro breaks that could be a total game changer.
Yeah, micro breaks, it's a fascinating concept, and it's the heart of this study, the impact of neurohacks micro breaks on stress reduction and cognitive performance. A groundbreaking study. Catchy title, right?
It gets right to the point. Doctors Izzy Justice and David Varan really went for it with this one. You shared some excerpts from the study with me, and I gotta say, I was immediately hooked.
I was too. I mean, we all know taking breaks is good for us, right? There's tons of research on that. Think back to that Microsoft Human Factor Lab study from a few years back, 2021, I think.
Right. Yeah, showing how even short breaks can help people stay focused during meetings. All that stuff from the Amen clinics in 2024 about how breaks can even improve things like hand hygiene in hospitals.
Exactly. And the thing is, even though we know breaks are important, fitting them into our crazy busy schedules, especially in high pressure jobs, well, that's a whole other story.
Totally. It's like, how do you actually step away
Yeah.
when there's always something demanding your attention?
Right. And that's the problem this study is trying to tackle head on. Can we get the benefits of breaks, but in a way that's actually doable, even when every second counts? And that's where these neurohacks come in, these like super quick mental resets you can do on the fly.
And they tested these out with real doctors.
Yeah. 10 medical doctors working their regular shifts for 3 whole days.
Talk about a high-stress environment. So how do they actually track what was happening in their brains?
They use these things called Muse-S headbands. They're basically like brain monitoring headbands, kind of futuristic,
A
right?
little bit.
But seriously, they use EEG to measure brainwave activity and other sensors to track things like heart rate, really sophisticated stuff.
So they're wearing these headbands, going about their day, and then what?
They were also using this app, the Neuro580 app. That's how they got their neurohacks. Whenever they felt stressed, they'd open the app, do a quick self-assessment of how stressed they were, and then the app would give them a few different options for
Oh,
neurohacks.
interesting. So it's personalized.
Totally.
Yeah.
And super quick. Their researchers were very clear about that. Each neurohack takes less than 60 seconds.
Wow, that's amazing. Less than a minute to potentially reset your brain.
Huh.
So let's get to the heart of the matter. What did they find? Did these neurohacks actually work?
The short answer is, yeah, they seem to. They looked at three main things: brainwave activity, heart rate, and this thing called the mind score, which is a measure of cognitive state developed by Muse.
What happened to those things when the doctors used the neurohacks?
In a nutshell, the data showed that the neurohacks really did seem to reduce stress and improve cognitive function. They gave some pretty compelling examples. Like, there was this one instance where participant two, who was feeling very stressed, used a neurohack and saw their mind score go up, their heart rate go down, and their overall brainwave activity shift in a way that suggests less stress and more focus.
That's pretty remarkable. Any other examples that stood out?
Yeah, there were a bunch. They highlighted another case with participant five, who was also in a high-stress state. Their mind score didn't change much, but their heart rate went down and their overall brainwave activity decreased after the neurohack. And then they talked about participant one, who reported feeling moderately stressed.
So not totally freaking out, but definitely not chill either.
Right. The first time they used a neurohack, their heart rate went down. They saw a small temporary boost in mind score, and their brainwave activity dropped significantly.
Interesting. Did they try it again?
They did. And the second time, participant one saw a substantial increase in their mind score, their heart rate decreased a bit, and their brainwave activities stayed lower.
So even with those few examples, it seems like there's a pretty clear pattern here.
Definitely. And those are just the hard numbers. The researchers also asked the doctors for their subjective feedback, you know, what they actually felt while using the app and the neurohacks.
What did they say? I'm always more interested in the real-world experience. Numbers are great, but they don't always tell the whole story.
Totally. And the feedback was really fascinating. A lot of the doctors said they became more aware of their stress levels just by using the app.
That makes sense. Having to stop and actually rate your stress level probably forces you to pay attention to it.
Right. And some of them said they could actually feel their mood shifting after using the neurohacks. There was even one doctor who was surprised by how quickly and easily their stress seemed to melt away.
That's amazing. It almost sounds like magic, but it's not. It's science.
Exactly. Oh, and some of the doctors even said they started using the neurohacks with their patients. Apparently, there was a specific sleep 411 neurohack that one doctor found helpful for falling asleep.
Wow, so these micro breaks could potentially be helpful for all sorts of people.
That's what the researchers are thinking too. And the study actually uncovered some really interesting questions for future research. One thing that surprised them was that even before the doctors actually did a neurohack, just the awareness of being stressed and the intention to use the app seemed to have a positive impact on their biomarkers.
Wait, really? Just thinking about using the app had an effect.
That's what they found. And it makes you wonder, is it the anticipation of relief that starts to calm the brain down? It's a really interesting question.
Absolutely. It really highlights the power of our minds.
Right. They also noticed that the positive changes in brain activity after a neurohack would start to fade after about a minute. So now they're wondering, what's the optimal timing? How often should you do these throughout the day to maximize the benefit?
Yeah, like is there a sweet spot where you're getting these little boosts of calm and focus throughout the day without overdoing it?
Exactly. And they're also curious about the long-term effects. Could using these neurohacks regularly over time lead to even bigger benefits, like better sleep or less overall stress? And how does the duration of these effects compare to longer relaxation techniques? Lots of interesting avenues to explore.
Makes you think about all the different ways these micro breaks could be used. Like, imagine athletes using them to stay calm and focused under pressure.
Right, or students using them before a big exam. The possibilities are pretty exciting.
So the big takeaway here is that these super quick neurohacks might be just as good, if not better, than traditional breaks when it comes to managing stress and improving focus.
That's what the study suggests. Of course, there are some limitations. The sample size was pretty small, just 10 doctors. There were some data gaps due to technical issues with the headbands, and the sheer amount of data was a challenge to analyze.
Right, 11 million data points. That's a lot to sift through.
But despite those limitations, the results are really promising, and the researchers are calling for more collaboration to keep exploring this area.
Which makes sense. This could be a really big deal.
Definitely. So for you, and for anyone listening who's interested in getting a better handle on their stress and maximizing their brain power, this study offers a really compelling idea. You don't always need a long break to reset. Even just a few seconds can make a difference.
This real aha moment. And it makes you wonder, how could you start incorporating these micro moments of reset into your own life?
Right. What are some things you could do to quickly shift your mental state in a positive direction? Maybe it's recalling a happy memory, listening to a calming song, or just taking a few deep breaths. It could be anything, really.
Exactly. It's about finding what works for you and being intentional about creating those little pockets of peace and focus throughout your day.
And the best part is, these neurohacks are accessible to anyone. You don't need any special equipment or training.
I love that. This study really highlights the power we all have to take control of our mental well-being.
Totally. And it's just the beginning. I'm really excited to see what future research uncovers about these micro breaks and how they can help us all live better, more productive lives.
Me too. It's a fascinating area with a lot of potential. All right. Well, that was a really thought-provoking deep dive. I'm going to go try out some neuro hacks right now.
Me too. I've got a few ideas I want to test out.
Awesome. Well, until next time, everyone, keep those brains sharp and those stress levels low.